Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, December 20th. Hospital service reductions are coming to Walkerton and changes to Chesley due to a shortage of nurses. A release from the South Bruce Gray Health Centre says starting December 27th, the Walkerton Hospital Emergency Department will be closed overnight from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. for an indefinite period. In addition, the inpatient unit at the Chesley site will be converted to a 20-bed alternative level of care unit for an indefinite period to allow for an alternate staffing model to be used with fewer registered nurses required. The Chesley Hospital closed its emergency department overnight back in September 2019. A release from the hospital organization says it has been facing significant shortages in health human resources for over 5 years, particularly in nursing. They say it's a problem in many parts of Ontario. Gray Bruce's Medical Officer of Health says the health unit may soon shift from a COVID-19 containment strategy to managing outbreaks in high-risk settings if the spread of Omicron is not controllable. The active caseload in Gray Bruce has surged to 187, and the number of high-risk contacts monitored by public health has surpassed 1,500 as infection rates increase locally along with the rest of Ontario and Canada. Dr. Ian Arra says the health unit will strive to keep case and contact tracing going, but with the elevated case numbers over the past week, it may no longer be sustainable beyond a few more days. Arra says many health units moved to the same strategy a long time ago instead of containment. He says initial data from South Africa suggests Omicron is not as severe as the previous strain of COVID-19, but it is more transmissible.
Severity, another point of data that might be helpful is the announcement from the Chief MOH last Friday, I believe, that in Ontario healthcare system there are only 2 cases in the ICU related to Omicron, which is very reassuring that it's not a severe disease.
Arra says while there's only been lab confirmation of a single Omicron case in Grey Bruce so far, the local epidemiology suggests there are likely more, and if it's not already, it will become the dominant strain. He says a third vaccine dose will boost immunity compared to just having a second. Arra reminds hospitalization rates and capacity in the healthcare system are the main reasons the pandemic has danger to it, and whether or not Omicron will pose a threat in this regard will become clearer in the weeks ahead. There are 4 people currently hospitalized due to COVID-19 in Grey Bruce. Second World War veteran Charles Fisher of Owen Sound has passed away at 107 years old. An obituary posted by the Brian E. Wood Funeral Home says Fisher passed away peacefully at home with his family by his side on December 18th. He was born in London, England on November 5th, 1914. According to the Billy Bishop Home and Museum, Fisher served with the Royal Canadian Army Service Corps and was attached to the 5th Canadian Armored Division. He fought in Italy and then was transferred to Northwest Europe to participate in the liberation of the Netherlands. Memorial visitation will be held at the Brian E. Wood Funeral Home in Owen Sound on Wednesday from 2 until 4 with a Royal Canadian Legion service at 3:45. Wyarton will be participating in a local business accelerator program called My Main Street. The focus is to create and maintain vibrant and inclusive local main streets, while at the same time giving residents, new entrepreneurs, and businesses economic opportunities. Downtown Wyarton will have a Main Street ambassador, customized market research, data analysis, and funding contributions for businesses both new and old. South Bruce Peninsula Manager of Economic Development Danielle Edwards says council recently approved a new 5-year economic development strategy. She says strategic priority 1 is to support local businesses and accelerate COVID-19 business recovery. Checking sports, 2 NFL games today, Las Vegas and Cleveland, then Minnesota and Chicago in the night game. In the NBA, the Raptors game against Orlando has been postponed. There are 6 games overall. In the NHL, the Columbus Blue Jackets are the latest team to be shut down until the end of the holiday break. They were due to play Buffalo tonight. That game will not happen. However, Minnesota and Dallas are still scheduled to play. In WOAA senior hockey, the game Wednesday in Saugeen Shores between the Winterhawks and Shallow Lake is on. It's a 7:30 start, but the capacity limit is down to 400. Rinks from Guelph and Whitby qualified for the Port Elgin Chrysler 22 Ontario Tankard, which is powered by Bruce Power. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.